Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Table with Triad Foodies. I'm Christy Meyer, and we like to get together every month or so and talk with some of the movers and shakers in the restaurant business, on the foodie scene here. And if you want to see more about what's going on locally, you can follow my blog at triadfoodies.com, and you can also follow my Instagram and Facebook at Triad Foodies for pictures of local food and happenings. And one of the happenings that's happening next week on August 10th is another chef's table. And we are so excited because this time we're going to be at one of the iconic restaurants in Winston-Salem with one of the most talked about chefs in recent memory. So we're going to be at 6th and Vine, located at 209 West 6th Street in Winston-Salem. And it's been around a long time as far as restaurants go in Winston-Salem. And it's been one of the mainstays in Winston-Salem, known for its cozy vibe, a great wine list. The menu is exceptional. The food has always been exceptional. And they are maybe the favorite patio in all of Winston-Salem. And if you could see, because we're doing our podcast via Zoom today, if you could see what I see, I'm looking at the patio. I'm seeing Kathleen and Ebony Warfield here on that beautiful patio that everybody so loves. So we'll be able to talk a little bit about just the, you know, what people love about Sixth and Vine in the first place. But going back to Chef's Table, we announced it a few weeks ago and it sold out so quickly that we even thought about having an encore night like the next night or the night before. Can you have an encore the night before? But we were going to add another night. We just decided, no, we're going to wait a few months before we have our encore. So welcome Kathleen Barnes, owner of Sixth and Vine, and welcome Ebony Warfield, executive chef.
Hi.
Good to see you, ladies. I know y'all have been busy since everything kind of reopened, and it all started with the grant of like in full blazes back in March, Ebony, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about how you arrived at Sixth and Vine and also your journey here. You know, this is exciting because we're going to get to know Kathleen and Ebony a little bit better. They're both moms. They both work. They found a passion in a very tough and sometimes unforgiving field. So hopefully they walk away with a better understanding of what makes them tick. And so Kathleen, we'll start with you.
Yes.
You can give us a little bit of a history about Sixth and Vine you know, when your kids were really little and now they're all full grown. Nearly.
My daughter's now a server at the restaurant. So we opened in 2005 when she was 4 and she helped paint one of the walls. Now she's one of the servers running around. We've been in the business 16 years, which is kind of amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've probably experienced everything, especially given the last year, but we're very fortunate. As soon as we reopened, people have just, you know, come rushing back to us, and they told us how happy they are that we've reopened. They continue to say that. We continue to hear those things. So it's just sort of fantastic to be back in this business. We've got a beautiful outdoor patio, and that's sort of one of our, you know, gems, I think, hidden gems, because there are still people that don't know it's back here, surprisingly enough.
And you're also well known, in addition to a really great menu where, you know, someone can order, you know, anything to suit their taste, really, like that famous pear salad that I love. I get that every time. And an extensive wine list. Surprising, you know, I know that people are kind of shocked about what a great wine list you have too.
Yes, and I help pick that wine list every time. So I kind of love that little labor of love.
Good.
And always been known for having lots of eclectic wines by the glass that you might not find everywhere else. You might not find them in the, you know, grocery stores or at other places. So I've just discovered a cava that's fantastic. So I'm excited about that one.
Awesome. Yeah. And okay, so what, as we closed down, I guess, for the winter in your case,
yes.
Did you find yourself in need of suddenly in need of a chef? I mean, what was going on there where you found, you know, an opening to land this gem of a chef?
And I know exactly. In February, my former executive chef told me he wasn't going to return. So at first I panicked, and then I said, no, you know, I'm just going to take my time. We'll open when we open. And I'm going to try to find the right person. So I had never really hired outside of, you know, the kitchen. We'd always just elevated someone from sous chef to executive chef. And we didn't have that capability this time. So I sort of reached out to lots of friends and said, help me. What do I do? Somebody, you know, give me names. So I was very fortunate to get a few names and had some interviews. And Ebony and I clicked right away. So...
And we are so excited. Ebony, I know that you've worked on a couple of chef's tables and a number of chef events. This is not your first rodeo, you know what I mean? I think that it seemed like to a lot of people, you sprung on the scene, like, where'd she come from? Really, you've been working in the local scene for a while under a number of notable chefs and a couple of notable kitchens. So, you know, welcome to Six and Vine. I know that now it's been several months, but tell us, you know, and it goes back before that, because from Wisconsin to Winston-Salem. So tell us your journey here, and then what you've been doing here locally in order to, you know, set your roots down.
So, like you said, originally I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Joined the military at 18. Went ahead, was stationed in Fort Hood, Texas, where me and my husband, we kind of went to culinary school together, graduated from there. His family actually set roots here in Winston-Salem. So it was a choice. We were like, hey, do you want to move back to Wisconsin or do you want to move to North Carolina once we both got our military? So we both decided, let's do Winston. We drove actually here from Texas to Winston-Salem, like a 19-hour drive. with the kids, a trailer. But we drove here, and my first job that I got here was actually at Sweet Potatoes. We came here on a vacation, and we met Miss Vivian, and we liked what they had going on, and we just asked to speak to the chef, and she saved us our first jobs actually coming to Winston-Salem. So we worked there for a little bit, left there. My husband went to Willows. He worked at motels. I left. Worked a few odd jobs, ended up working at Sir Winston Wine Loft and becoming the executive sous chef there. Leaving there, working some more during COVID craziness, and then actually ending up at Noble's with Chef Michael. And between there, I've worked with Chef Travis. We've done events. Been doing a little bit of everything, honestly. Chef Swing at Sir Winston. Just trying to stay busy, honestly.
Well, you definitely got busy, for sure. And now what makes this important, really, is you are the first Black female executive chef in Winston-Salem. So trailblazing while we're at it.
That's what I've been told. I wasn't sure going into it. That was never my motive. It just kind of came on the back end. I'm like, okay, that's a big title to hold on my shoulders. But me and Kathleen have been carrying it and doing it pretty well, I think.
Well, somebody's got to be first. And then that just lays the groundwork to, you know, be inspirational. So what has this been like? I mean, the menu has always been fabulous at Six and Vine. I haven't been able to be back since everything opened up. It was always something that I could look at, and I knew what I'm going to get when I'm at Six and Vine. So what have you been able to, you know, grab hold of as far as the menu goes and make some changes? Because I'm seeing some pictures, and they sure do look pretty, and a lot of people think so.
Pretty much only thing I did, when I did come in, I didn't want to come in and just rip everything out, because she has been here for 16 years, so she got to be doing something right. So I wanted to come in and still pay homage to the menu that she had and just break it down and make everything from scratch pretty much. And then see where we can go from there and then do features and add my little touches to things. But we pretty much tried to keep it true to what Six and Vine was for 16 years now.
And what are some of the things that you love to play with there and with some of the menu items that you love to work on?
It was probably definitely the poached pear salad, taking that and actually poaching the pears in a really good red wine, cinnamon, honey, sugar, and then using that since that was such a big salad here. We kept the goat cheese salad the same, but we made the vinaigrette from scratch now. Also the shrimp and grits, which is just classic to Six and Vine, just putting my twist on it, and pretty much wherever I could fit my style into, I tried to.
All right, if you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible, and that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
So tell me how your, I didn't know that you had been in the military. I might have read that, but hearing you say it made it sound new to me. How has that background like really been able to help you in this field? Because it's grueling, you know, and some people just walk away. And it seems like today I hear people just walk away and they don't even let you, the boss, know that they're walking away. It's just, I feel like the work ethic is just sort of lacking in a lot of people. So how has that helped you in this industry, which can be so, you know, tough?
I think it's because being in the military, I also cooked in the military as well, but it's still the same dynamic to me. It's still the same pecking order. It's using male dominated, really masculine energy. And it's a lot of hours. It's a lot of hours and not a lot of sleep, put it that way. But you just have to love it, and you have to find the grit to just wake up, get it done, no excuses. That's the only way you really can get anywhere, is by working really hard at what you love to do. So I think that's what I learned from the military.
Exactly. And so Kathleen, now that Ebony has come on board, it looks like that y'all are both, and especially Ebony are involved in quite a few events that are taking place. I know that you get there was an event or is an event for the homeless. Tell us a little bit more about some of the stuff you're working on that, you know, just it allows you to dig into the community a little bit more.
We've always sort of been involved with the community, but the event for the homeless is all Ebony's brainchild. She came up with that one day on Facebook, mentioned it, and got tons of response. So I'll let her talk about that one. That one's coming up, and she's very excited about that.
It was kind of just something I randomly was thinking about. I'd always wanted to do it, but never thought anybody cared enough to do it, you know? So I just like, hey, what if I just make this post? And then everyone came for it. And I was like, okay, I guess this is the real thing now. It's no longer just living in my head. And don't let her under talk herself. She's definitely going to be a major part of it.
I'll be a part of it.
She's here.
Her brainchild. It's going to be fun, though.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. We've always done things with Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, really.
My father helped start that chapter in the 1980s here. So we've always sort of given back in our way. And, you know, she's hooked up with somebody with the Festival for the Homeless to make that dinner happen. So it's all the connections and sort of this downtown restaurant community and all the people that we know that help make these sort of dreams come true, really. So that's kind of the fun part about having this neighborhood and having this downtown community working together.
Yeah, I know that in past events, like with the Skippies and all that, y'all have had a large presence and lots of donations. And I know that, you know, in the past year, that's probably been something that everyone has missed. I feel, and it's hard to get back to where you were when you take a year off or whatever, because it feels like you get some muscle memory and all the events that you do and that camaraderie. And then, you know, the only thing you can do is just check in with each other, really. I know that the Herd Cafe, you know, served the industry and helped, you know, keep, you know, food on the table kind of for a lot of industry folks. So I think that's awesome that y'all have always done that. And hopefully we'll get back to, you know, all full steam ahead again.
Definitely.
So here's a question that I was curious about, especially in this, and Ebony kind of touched on it a little bit with the military and having that background and being used to the long hours and all that other stuff. What are some of the things that keep you walking through that door every day, knowing that, you know, people are people and they're yelpers? They can be yelpers, right? Tell us a little bit about what keeps you driven. Both of you, please.
Honestly, here, you know, we've always had a staff that feels more like family. And without the current staff that we have, none of us would be able to continue coming in the door. You know, we help share our stories with each other. And, you know, we deal with some pretty interesting issues and pretty interesting customers on a weekly basis. Sometimes it hits you a few times daily, even, but we're just lucky that we love our staff right now. We've got such a good front of house, back of house, you know, I think a huge group went to Carowinds on Monday. I couldn't make it, but they had a great time. So we just sort of we all work incredibly hard. And when we're here and it's busy, everybody's doing their part. Everybody's, you know, stepping into five different roles. You know, Ebony will come out of the kitchen and run food if she needs to. I'll go back and wash dishes if I need to. And she sets the pace for that quite a bit as well. But we definitely have the mindset that it takes the entire team to do the entire day's work. And that's why we're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, because we're tired. And I'm not sure restaurants these days, I don't know how they even do it 6 days, because we need those 2 days to, you know, fix everything that's broken and to just get a break. That those 5 days of business are harder than a 7-day week any other time in the restaurant business. It's just it's a really high paced, tough business these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see how people wouldn't make it, but, you know, so we try to make it fun. And Ebony, you know, as hard as she works, she always has a smile on her face. And you very rarely see her angry. So, and when she does, you're almost not sure she's angry. But I'm like, I think maybe it's that moment. She's so good. She has just such a great spirit. And so, you know, that really leads the back of house to having, you know, keeping that pace. So it's a nice, you know, it's a really nice time to be at Six and Vine right now.
That's awesome. And what's on the horizon in the fall? And, You know, what you're thinking. I mean, even you probably, even though I know you're not messing with the menu too much, I still see these pictures. So, I mean, I know you're probably thinking of some cool stuff. I'm not even going to, sometimes I ask the chefs, what do you got planned for chef's table? But it's kind of mean because, you know, we only have 36 tickets that we sold, you know what I mean? And we stopped right there. So it's mean to like tease everybody with what's going to happen. And I can ask you that after, or you can tell me, it's fine. I'd like to know whether or not you're going to be throwing stuff at us that's like completely like going to blow our minds, which, you know, people like to do. And then sometimes they like to just highlight the delicious things on the menu to get people to come back.
Well, I like to do a little combo of both. I love coming up with specials. I try to come up with at least a special a day or two special a day just to keep myself creative and not get bored in your day to day. But I know for sure Kathleen wants to do some wine tastings. So we were thinking about doing that. I know we have Farm to Fourth coming up. We have a lot of events just coming up and events that we're trying to plan together. Just to keep it fun and keep the community involved. So just be on the lookout for a lot of amazing things in my 6 o'clock.
Maybe in the fall, we'll add a wine dinner on there. I'm very excited about that now that Ebony's at the helm. So her chef's table menu sounds so good. So I'll just tell you that much. But then we'll do some wine dinners and pair wine with her delicious food. So we've got fun stuff on the horizon.
A wine dinner right behind you. I think that would just they have those beautiful strong lights on the patio, and it's just so cozy and pretty, and you know, it's just awesome. It feels like you're in like a big city, but still cozy at the same time. I love it.
Yeah, once the cooler weather hits in the fall, we'll do an outdoor wine dinner. That would be fun.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait, actually. You know, even if I can't come, I'll share it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, I have so loved having you here with me today. I can't wait to see you next week.
Yes.
And, you know, Sixth and Vine, they have their weekend on Monday and Tuesday, y'all. So, you know, don't be strolling up to their door on their day off. But are you open for lunch and dinner?
Yep. Okay. Lunch, so 11 a.m. until we stop seating at 9 right now. Mm-hmm. In the fall or in a few weeks, we'll probably extend it Friday and Saturday. We'll seat until 10 p.m. So, but Wednesday through Sunday
at 209 6th Street. And you can follow them at 6th and Vine on Facebook and Instagram. And I think Ebony, you also have an Instagram also, but I don't know if you're posting food there or not, maybe.
Yeah, I post food there as well. Me and Kathleen, we both post in every social media avenue we have.
Yeah. I think that is really key. I think that it's important I don't run a restaurant, right? I just think I know stuff. Tell all the servers to always share, you know, everything, like share your bosses, where you work, you share where you're working, you share their stuff on Facebook, on Instagram, because just the more the words get out there and the pictures get out there and we're showing the food, I think that is ideal.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. So thank you guys. Thank you, Ebony Warfield and Kathleen Barnes from Six and Vine. Y'all check them out on Facebook and Instagram. They are located at 209 West 6th Street. They're also they have their menu online. You can still order takeout if that's your thing. And many of their items like travel well, you know, travel to home well. So, you know, yeah, support our local restaurants, you guys. And thank you, Kathleen and Ebony. We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.